Hello, brothers and sisters and friends and family. I'm very excited to be with you this morning. I hope and pray that this recording finds you and your family doing well and safe and healthy. We are truly living in an unprecedented, challenging time with lots of questions and fears, some of them rational, some of them irrational. As we think about the food that we eat, our rent, our mortgages, our schools, our jobs, our kids, our elderly parents, and we see things on TV like people stockpiling water and tissues and stealings and even racism, and it breaks our heart to see what this world is going through. But this morning, I want to lead us in a few thoughts during this difficult time as to how we can continue to be the light of the world, the city on a hill, and salt of the earth. And I hope and pray that you will be encouraged and inspired to continue to be disciples of Jesus Christ, to show the world what it means to be disciples, to show the world the answer. You know, Matthew 12, Jesus talked about the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. And perhaps that leads us into our actions and our attitudes as well. Whatever is in our heart will come out. That's why the Bible wants us to guard our heart, because it is the wellspring of our life. We have to be careful with our hearts. This morning, I want to talk about our hearts and where it needs to be during this time. I want to take us to Psalms chapter 56, verse 3 and 4. Verse 3, it reads, "When I am afraid, I put my trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust and am not afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" Yes, this is David. And as we know David, he was always on the run against Saul. Saul was pursuing David for his life. He hid in caves. He was driven away from his people and his home. He lived with the Philistines. He acted crazy one day just to save himself. David, the man after God's own heart, was afraid. It's okay to be afraid. I think sometimes we think being afraid is unspiritual. But yet David was afraid. I think we have to acknowledge our fear. We can't pretend that everything is okay, because that's not real. That's not possible as you look around. The question is, what do we do with our fear? Do we try to fix it ourselves? Do we try to have others help us fix it? As human beings, our human instinct, when confronted with fear and danger, is to fight or flee. We either fight or we either flee from that. Fight to control or to flee to escape. See, here David says, "I am afraid, but I will put my trust in you, God." See, David knew where the source of true peace was at. He knew the source of true joy. He knew who would take care of him. He entrusted himself to God. See, God will never leave you. God will never abandon you. Though people will, God never will. He has never abandoned you, and he never will abandon you. Let's look at verse 8. Just record my misery. List my tears on your scroll. Are they not in your record? Then my enemy will turn back when I call for help. By this I will know that God is for me. That's encouraging, that God is for you. God was for David just as God is for you. That's comforting to me, that no matter what I go through, God is for me, that He is working out for my own benefit. He is for me. Whether I see it or not, He is for me, that He is working out for my own benefit. That fires me up. God is for me. And listen to this, Romans chapter 8 here. This is an incredible passage that I want you to listen to. Verse 31. What then shall we say in response to this, these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but gave Him up for us all, how will He not also along with Him graciously give all things? Who will bring any charge against those whom God has chosen? It is God who justified. Who then is the one who condemned? No one. Christ Jesus, who died, more than that, who was raised to life, is at the right hand of God and is also interceding for us. Who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any power, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. God is for us. Who can be against us? The coronavirus will not defeat us. We are living an indestructible life if we are in Christ. Nothing will separate us from the love of God. Is that in your heart? Is that part of your heart? Can you say that that's part of your heart? That you know that you are living an indestructible life because you are in Christ Jesus? Nothing can defeat you. So you can put your trust in God. Nothing can defeat God. You can put your trust in God. So what does putting your trust in God look like on an everyday level? I have a few things here that I want us to consider. Number one, don't depend on yourself. We have to consciously lay aside our plans and expectations and surrender our plans to His plan. Sometimes our plan is good, but God's plan is so much better. Are we willing to surrender our plans? Don't depend on yourself. Depend on God, because He knows what is good for you. Number two, cry out to God. Devote yourself to prayer. Speak to Him. Talk to Him. He wants to listen to you. He wants to hear what you're going through. He wants to hear you. Talk to God. Be devoted in prayer. Number three, run from evil. The Apostle John talked about the desires of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride in our lives. Perhaps those are the things that is hindering us and holding us back. We have to flee from evil, not entertain them in our hearts, in our mind. Flee from them so that our hearts can be pure, so our hearts can be about the things of God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Number four, check yourself by God's word. We have to fill our hearts with God's word, fill our minds with God's word. Be sober of who we are by God's standard and not judge ourselves by other people. Fill our hearts with God's word. It is important to know His word and to live by His word. Number five, listen to the Holy Spirit. We must create a space for the Holy Spirit to fill. We must take time in our busy schedule, in our busy lives, to sit down and to create a space for the Holy Spirit to fill, to come, so that we can listen to Him. Are you listening to the Spirit? I believe a lot of time we listen to our own spirit, or we listen to the Spirit around us, but we're not truly hearing God's Spirit because we don't create a space for Him to fill. I pray that this week you will take time, maybe in some solitude, maybe some time where you can just go away and think about God and create that space to hear God through the Holy Spirit. And number six, Sabbath. Remember the God that created you. Remember the Creator. Remember that He said that you are perfect when He created you. Remember that God that opened the Red Sea for the Israelite. Remember the God that fought all those battles through the desert and through Canaan's land. Remember that God that brought you here. I think sometimes we're too busy in our life to remember God. And that's why He wants us to take time in Sabbath to remember Him. One scripture that really encourages me as I'm going through this along with all of you is in John chapter 14. Starting in verse 1. It says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, I would not have told you, and that I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going." This is encouraging. Jesus said that He is coming back. He's gone to prepare a place for us. And if He did prepare a place for us, He will come back and take us to be with Him. And it is our job to wait for Him, to not get distracted, to not follow the patterns of this world. The King shall return one day. And for us to not grow weary and to not give up and to not be part of the world. To fill our hearts with what is in store in front of us. Is your heart full of what's in front of us? Or is your heart full of fear here on earth? We are looking forward to a new Jerusalem, a new kingdom. A place where there will be no more tears. A place where there will be no more famine. A place where there will be no more disease. That the tears of every person that He will Himself wipe away. Is this in your heart? Or your heart discouraged? Your heart full of fears? You see, we are the people of God. We have to continue to be the city on a hill, the salt of the earth, the light to the world. I want to ask you and your family to answer these two questions this week or this morning, if you would like. First question is, what are you fearful? What are you afraid of? And how can you submit your fear to Jesus? Secondly, what can you do to help others see Jesus in this time? What can you do to help others see Jesus in this time? I think it is really important that we keep focusing our thoughts and our mind on Jesus and in the life after. What an amazing time that will be. And I hope and pray that you are encouraged this morning as we guard our hearts, as we fix our eyes on Jesus. As we put our trust in God, that our hearts, that God will see our hearts, that God will be motivated to end this crisis here. But at the same time, it is an opportunity for us to shine to the world, to let people see Jesus in you. I hope and pray that you stay prudent, but at the same time, I hope and pray that you are faithful. As Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? I hope and pray that he will find faith in you and in me. God bless. I love you. Take care of yourself. Goodbye.